no need of fear. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. In his work, Have Faith Without Fear, pages 4 through 6, Kenneth L. Wilson writes, "The Bible is a liberating book. The tragedy is that it has been made a part of the apparatus of fear. The road between the biblical advocacy of fear and the equally biblical statement that perfect love casts out fear is a long, difficult trail littered with the bones of saints. Love and fear cannot occupy the same ground. There may be some of one and some of the other, but the more there is of one, the less there is of the other. If the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the perfect love of the Lord is surely the end of wisdom. Can we assume that though we may not yet be at the end, we are, most of us, a step or two beyond beginnings?"